How to remove spells effectively. Many people doubt the existence of wizards and witchcraft, but historical evidence shows that mysticism and magic have always been part of human culture. Those of us who are right to let go of the skeptic and accept the reality of the energetic aspect of life will be exposed to a whole world of effects that affect life energetically. If you suspect that spells and black magic have been cast on you, it is important to act quickly and ask for help from the expert. Here, you will guide the spiritual healer Samuel Zohar Yanai, who specializes in removing strong spells, how to remove spells, and the steps needed to protect yourself from future damage. What are spells and their effects on our lives? Spells and sorcerers have been integral parts of human history, for centuries, and are integrated into different cultures and systems. Witchcraft is usually defined as a mystical action performed to affect another person's life, usually negatively. These actions are often performed by people who want to hurt others with jealousy, revenge, or competition. The effects of witchcraft and spells can be quite dangerous and can disrupt not only the victim's well-being but also his professional life and stability. The effects of spell can manifest in many ways. Physically, a person under the influence of a strong spell may experience unexplained diseases, fatigue, or other health problems. Mentally, it may suffer from anxiety, depression, or sudden changes in behavior that seem uncharacteristic. These symptoms can lead to a significant decrease in the quality of life, which makes the treatment and removal of spells most urgent. Removing spells requires a deep understanding of mystical practices and skill in various methods. This is especially true in the context of Kabbalah. In Kabbalah, the process involves complex rituals and spiritual knowledge. The goal is to neutralize the negative energies and to restore the balance of the affected person's life, to allow him to move forward in his life without the ongoing effects of the energy and obstruction. How to get rid of the spells at the Kabbalah. Kabbalah, an ancient Jewish mystical tradition, offers a comprehensive approach to removing spells. The process is rooted in spiritual methods and an in-depth understanding of the exercise of energetic forces. According to Kabbalah, spells and witchcraft are negative energies that can disrupt a person's life and influence his physical, emotional, and spiritual being. Removing spells requires extensive skills and knowledge. How to identify a spell? Identification of the spell markers may be complex. To ensure accurate diagnosis, the spiritual healer must hold extensive knowledge of issues such as Kabbalah. This knowledge will allow him to accurately locate the source of energetic obstruction. As part of the testing process, healer will also perform in-depth questioning to know the symptoms of the attacked person, his circumstances, and the physical and energetic changes he experiences. What is required of the healer to remove spells according to Kabbalah? Before the process of removing the spells according to the Kabbalah, the healer has to dip himself in the mikveh or the stream or at sea. This purity ceremony is designed to prepare the spiritual healer to remove spells according to Kabbalah. The spiritual energetic healing is carried out between 2 and 4 before dawn. The space in which the spiritual healer also conducts the ceremony must undergo purification before the cancellation of the spells according to the Kabbalah. How to remove and cancel spells according to the Kabbalah properly. Spiritual healers remove spells according to Kabbalah by reciting different Kabbalistic codes and ciphers in a whisper while focusing on the positive energy directed from the Kabbalistic healer to the bewitched person. How to get rid of a bad spell in the right way? To completely get rid of a bad spell, the Kabbalistic healer makes use of both Kabbalistic codes and the four elements, earth, water, wind, and fire. This combination offers an effective response to block the negative energy of the spells and helps to cancel them. What is important to do after we got rid of the spells? Removal of spells and cancellation is just the starting point. Once we have passed away from the harmful negative energy, another ceremony must be performed to open the positive energy channels. The spiritual healer uses various ciphers and codes and Kabbalistic materials to restore the blocked flow. How to remove bad spell helpfully. These are some things that are important to make sure the spiritual healer we turn to is endowed with expertise in ciphers and Kabbalistic codes, adherence to Halacha, especially on pure laws, proven experience in removing strong spells, proficiency in the Aramaic language. It is important to clarify that sorcerers who do not know the Aramaic language will in no way be able to completely remove a bad spell from a person. How will we be protected from future spells? The curses and spells may be repeated, and often the wizards will perform the actions repeatedly to increase the damage. This process is also called a renewable spell. To prevent this, the spiritual healer must apply energetic protections that might prevent recurring attacks. As you can understand, there are many areas of expertise that the person who removes the spells to hold them to achieve beneficial results and get rid of the spells and diversion effectively. Your willingness to choose the right person will significantly affect your range of options and your ability to return to a steady and safe lifestyle. Now is the right time to get rid of spells and witchcraft. Samuel Zohar Yanai invites you to a thorough, backed-up knowledge acquired at over 25 years in the worlds of Kabbalah and a comprehensive program for the rehabilitation of the body, mind, family, and livelihood that will allow you to get rid of the dark energetic power of the spell. For more information, call now or leave a message on WhatsApp or email.